Welcome to RadiUS, our University of Manitoba Rady Faculty of Health Sciences monthly podcast, where you get to catch up on the headlines from the past month and meet our faculty, staff, and learners making news. I'm your host, Jonathan Wilson, from the Rady Faculty Communications and Marketing team. We'll also be engaging with our Rady community beyond our UM campuses, so be sure to listen for alumni and partner voices too. For the month of July 2024, we're going to highlight stories about a new micro-certificate program for pharmacists, recent funding for research on rare kids' diseases, and a new Indigenous fellowship program, and more. This spring, pharmacy student Brendan Vertuccio traveled to South America with 11 other students from the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences to learn from Indigenous healers. These students, including participants from the College of Nursing, College of Pharmacy, and College of Rehabilitation Sciences, spent 10 days experiencing the Amazon rainforest and discovering traditional ways of healing. Vertuccio called it a once-in-a-lifetime experience that he'd recommend to any Rady student.
When are you ever going to go into the Amazon and learn about natural medicines from people that actually grow it and actually grew up with it and it's their culture? I would definitely just tell them to just go and experience it, because you're never going to experience something like this ever.
What stood out for many of the students was the relationship the Kichwa people have with both the land and its medicines.
It was nice seeing how sustainable all their medicine was. Like, they didn't have to go anywhere. They just grew it. And it was interesting seeing the cycles also. When we were going through the garden, they said, this garden is empty because during this time of the year, this is when they harvest it. So there was like one patch where it was already harvested. But then we'd go to another one and it's like, this one is still growing. So it's nice. It's like they never run out of medication.
Organized by the Office of Interprofessional Collaboration in the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences, the trip was the second of its kind this year. A group of researchers from the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences and Children's Hospital Research Institute of Manitoba are among the leaders of a national initiative to accelerate research and treatment for rare diseases in children. The initiative, named Rare Kids Can, Pediatric Rare Disease Clinical Trials and Treatment Network, received $20 million in funding earlier this year from the Canadian Institutes of Health Research. The funding is part of the Government of Canada's National Strategy for Drugs for Rare Diseases, announced in 2021. The researchers said that 14,000 children under the age of 15 die from rare diseases in Canada every year. The project's goal is to provide essential infrastructure and resources to give children with rare diseases in Canada the opportunity to participate in clinical trials closer to home. Dr. Cheryl Rockman-Greenberg, Distinguished Professor of Pediatrics and Child Health at the Max Rady College of Medicine, has worked in rare disease research for her entire 50-year career. Her focus is on the regulatory affairs and advocacy aspects of the Rare Kids Can project.
With the explosion in the technology that's available to study the genome or the genetic makeup of an individual, more and more rare diseases have been diagnosed. And there's over 8,000 different rare diseases, all individually rare, and usually over 80% are genetic, and over 50% affect children. And over the past 10 years, our ability to diagnose children with rare genetic diseases has increased exponentially because of the advances in gene diagnosis technologies.
Students and residents from the Dr. Gerald Nisnik College of Dentistry presented clinical studies and research posters at the Manitoba Dental Association Conference earlier this year, and the winners were recently announced. The projects range from looking at whether there's an association between recreational cannabis use and decayed, missing, and filled teeth, to an evaluation of silver diamine fluoride in arresting carious lesions in irradiated tooth structures. The students and residents competed in three categories: Dental student Winica Beltrano won the Bachelor of Science in Dentistry category. Larissa Bubnowicz took top spot in the Basic Science category with her Master of Science in Oral Biology research. And Dr. Derek Oriniak, an oral and maxillofacial surgery resident, and Dr. Anna Shatini, a prosthodontics resident, were the winners in the clinical category. Oriniak said the winning was a little unexpected, but it was great to be recognized.
I think any time that you can have the opportunity to present your research, it just helps you grow as an academic. Learning how to put together a high-quality poster and present it and kind of explain your research or your case to other clinicians who might not be intimately familiar with it is just a great skill to have.
11 students and residents took part in this year's Research Day. The Rady Faculty of Health Sciences recently named Corrine Klein and Stephanie Van Hout as the first recipients of the faculty's Indigenous Graduate Fellowship. Launched in November 2023, the fellowship is designed to support Canadian Indigenous graduate students pursuing part-time or full-time thesis-based master's or PhD programs within the faculty. It provides annual funding of $9,500 for master's programs and $12,000 for PhD studies. Klein is in the Applied Health Sciences PhD program. Originally from Norway House Cree Nation, she graduated with a master's degree in occupational therapy from UM in 2012. She spent the last few years working as a pediatric occupational therapist serving First Nations communities. Her research will be focused on how sensory processing is viewed from the First Nations perspective and how that differs from a Western perspective.
Our sensory processing is what keeps us regulated. For example, if it's too bright out, then your body will respond that it's too bright out. So then like you'll either get sunglasses or something, and because your body becomes dysregulated when it's too light out. So you're doing something like an action to bring your body back to being dysregulated, or we squint, things like that.
Klein also said she'd like to work mostly with elders and older adults. Van Hout is a Red River Métis scholar and practicing nurse for over 20 years. She received a master's degree in nursing from UM in 2021 and entered the College of Nursing's PhD program the following year. The fellowship, along with other funding, allows her to work on her PhD full-time. Her research is focused on supporting Indigenous wellness in Churchill, Manitoba, whose Indigenous residents make up over half the population.
My dissertation work is really to sit with the community primarily, and then also visiting clinicians that make up Churchill's health system here, and start to, dream or vision what would be required or what would be some things that need to get done to better support Indigenous wellness within the community of Churchill. And so we're going to be doing that a little bit differently than maybe strategic planning would normally be done, because I'm a ceremony person, and I really am interested in using ceremony and Indigenous ways of knowing to help kind of guide these visions and guide this planning, and doing that in collaboration with the ceremony people that live in Churchill, who I have established relationships with.
The College of Pharmacy is launching a new micro-certificate program targeted at working pharmacists starting in the fall of 2024. Patients today face more complex health challenges than ever before, and the profession needs to keep evolving to meet those needs. That's where the new micro-certificate in Essentials in Advanced Patient Care for Pharmacists comes in. It's all about equipping pharmacists with the latest evidence-based knowledge to tackle those tough patient scenarios with confidence. Pharmacists will learn to perform comprehensive patient assessments, apply critical appraisal skills, and develop optimal patient-centered care. The best part is it's flexible for anyone juggling a busy work schedule or other commitments.
We've created this micro-certificate specifically for practicing pharmacists who we realize have busy schedules with work, with family, with other obligations. And so the entire micro-certificate course will be provided online.
It's designed to be completed within a year, but for those who need more time, you have up to 2 years to finish. Applications are being accepted now. The summer 2024 issue of RadyUM magazine has just been published in print and online. The cover story highlights the recent launch of Radiverse, an initiative that is expanding the use of virtual reality, or VR, as a teaching tool in the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences. By putting on a VR headset, a student can enter a simulated healthcare environment, such as an emergency room or operating room. Immersed in this highly realistic 3D setting, the student can practice skills and communicate with virtual patients. Dr. Lawrence Gilman, Associate Professor of Surgery and Director of the Clinical Learning and Simulation Program on the Bannatyne campus, spoke with CBC Manitoba about a VR scenario in which a virtual patient has a medical crisis.
And it's amazing how quickly you forget that it's a fake patient and you take it very seriously.
Gilman predicts that simulations using VR and artificial intelligence will play a growing role in educating healthcare professionals.
I've been in simulation for 15 years. We've done a lot of mannequin-based simulation. I think from the portability, the cost-effectiveness of this, and how immersive it is, I think it's only going to get better.
For a link to the new issue of RadiUM magazine, check the show notes or visit online at news.radifhs.umanitoba.ca. In some northern remote communities, there might be only one physician, and to get to the nearest hospital, patients need to travel by plane. So doctors working in northern Manitoba need to be prepared for any medical situation. A two-year residency program offered by the Max Rady College of Medicine prepares physicians to do just that. The Department of Family Medicine's Northern Remote Stream trains residents in several fields, including family medicine, pediatrics, and emergency medicine, to help prepare them for practice in the north. Dr. Emma Anderson started the residency program in June. As well as becoming a versatile physician, she was motivated to enter the Northern Remote Stream because she wants to learn more about Indigenous health and traditional medicine.
I'm also Indigenous myself, and so there's always been a draw to work specifically with Indigenous communities more closely and intimately. And so that's just, you know, so prevalent within this program specifically, is the opportunity to really work closely with Indigenous communities and almost exclusively with Indigenous people.
Vice Provost, Health Sciences, and Dean of the Max Rady College of Medicine, Dr. Peter Nickerson, told RadiUS Podcast that one of the college's goals is to represent the populations it serves, and it's quite positive that five Indigenous students from the MD class of 2024 will be training in northern communities over the next 2 years. Thanks for joining us today. What did you think? Send us your ideas and feedback to radymarketing@umanitoba.ca. Read more about this episode's stories by visiting our UM Today Rady Network news site at news.umanitoba.ca/network/Rady Faculty of Health Sciences.